Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Hey, Maria.
Yeah, Amanda?
Let's go on a vacation.
I'm still a little nervous about traveling.
But what if I told you that we could take our dream vacation without ever leaving the house?
Like a playcation?
Exactly.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to
Playcation.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda.
Each week on Playcation, Maria and I plan rival fantasy vacations to the same location, and you decide on whose trip you'd rather take. It's so sad.
It just might be fun.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I heard Namibia was a wild ride.
That it was. We missed you. We're so glad you had such a wonderful time in Hawaii. What a beautiful location for an actual vacation.
It was. I had a great time. Thank you. And of course, if you want to know who won Namibia, listen to last Friday's unpacking episode.
So, Amanda, today we're going to a place that we've both been to. We both love. We've actually been together, too. And that's Las Vegas, Nevada.
I was excited about this. I grew up going to Vegas. I don't get out there as much these days, what with the pandemic and all.
Sure.
But even though it did seem to open up quite early.
I grew up going to Vegas as well. We both grew up in Southern California, so it's a great just weekend getaway place.
Yeah, it's a place, you know, where you can, there's a lot to do. You can go big or you can go home.
That's right. It's also because we did grow up going, you know, it is a place where kids can go. I know people say it's Sin City, but you know, it's a kid's playground too. I'll have you know that.
Well, yeah, the Excalibur and their underground amusement park.
I didn't know about that.
I think that's right. We never got to stay at the Excalibur. It was too expensive, but my cousins would stay there. And we would go, yep, I'm looking it up now. The Excalibur, which is the big castle-themed hotel, has a family entertainment center. Maybe amusement park is a little bit generous.
Well, we stayed at Treasure Island once, and they have a whole water show, a whole pirate show.
It's so much fun. We never did Treasure Island. See, we would do Circus or the Tropicana.
Classic.
Yeah, they are classics.
Classic Vegas. So this is going to be exciting. So to remind you guys of what our trips are going to consist of, I got an extreme comfort budget, which was $250 to $650 a night. I'm going on a girls' trip, and within my trip, I have to meet a stranger with a secret. And Amanda, what have you got up your sleeve?
Yeah, so I'm traveling extreme comfort. I'm on a honeymoon, and I have to take a day trip.
Wow. And I'll have you guys know that that's actually a gift, because there's so much cool stuff to do around Vegas.
It's not just
like this little pocket in the desert. There's a lot to do. There's the Hoover Dam. There's like little old West towns. There's like art installations. There's tons to do.
You didn't say what I picked, but. Well, why don't we just dive right in and head to Las Vegas, baby?
Whoa. Flights from LAX to Vegas are just over 1 hour. The perfect amount of time to down 3 to 4 cocktails.
Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those steaks.
Frommers.com writes, as often you have seen it on TV or in a movie, nothing can prepare you for your first sight of Las Vegas. The skyline is hyper-reality, a melange of the Statue of Liberty, the Eiffel Tower, and a pyramid. This sounds like something I would have written in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
Like my trip to Vegas.
Yes.
It is sensory overload that can reduce you to hapless tears or fits of giggles. Well, this writer sounds manic. But in the spaces between the visual madness, there's a bit of something for everyone, whether you want a wild party or a relaxing getaway, or something in between.
I do.
Las Vegas is designed to keep you entertained, satisfied, satiated, and distracted from the real world outside its glittering borders. Once an outpost of cheap buffets and barely edible prime rib specials, Las Vegas is now an epicurean destination.
It sure is. LonelyPlanet.com writes, an oasis of indulgence in the desert, Vegas's seduction is hypnotic. The strip shimmers with promise. Like all mirages, though, in reality, it doesn't really reflect the veneer. In this 24/7...
People went a little too crazy. We've read like six of these or whatever. These ones sound like people like said, forget it, I'm throwing it all. I'm putting it all in.
Okay, this is actually gross. The wise and well-informed, however, that's you, will venture off the strip to experience the spectacular scenic beauty surrounding Las Vegas. Forged by tectonics, carved by the wind and baked by the desert sun, vast canyons and plains, epic mountains and alpine forests beckon you to trade humanity's distractions for nature's warm embrace. I actually disagree. And by the way, I want the cheap buffets and barely edible prime rib when I go to Vegas.
This is why Playcation has to have our own travel website. And we have to be the voice of the new generation, the new travelers. TravelandLeisure.com says Las Vegas is one of the most visited and celebrated destinations in the United States. And Sin City doesn't turn off.
We know.
Crowds gather all year for 24/7 access to fun, whether visiting Las Vegas for a bachelorette party, trade convention, or just taking in the gambling, food, shows, and party scene. Everyone is here to have a good time. But before you brush up on your blackjack skills and book a table at Nobu, think carefully about the best time of year to visit Las Vegas. Prices, crowds, and weather vary from month to month.
Now, I was shocked that is so true about prices.
So true.
So true.
I'm going to tell you right now, my trip is happening in November, and if you guys want the best deals, get your ass to Vegas in October, November.
Honestly, who cares about weather? Like summer, I think early summer is probably nice. Late spring, early summer is probably peak time to go. It gets way too hot late summer, early fall in California. Like you're going to be in September. Like, let me check the Vegas weather right now and just see what we're looking at. Because my trip also is going to be more like October. Okay, so Vegas right now is like 108 degrees.
Who cares? You're inside most of the time. And if you're not, you're by a pool.
Yeah, you're by a pool drinking one of those Bud Lights in like the tin. You know, they're like in those tin bottles. Mm-hmm. You see everyone drinking them in the pool.
Yeah.
Okay, so Maria, are you ready to play?
Vacation. I sure am.
Okay, so my Playcation universe again this week is just a pretty sincere trip. I'm calling it Amanda's High-Low Vegas Honeymoon. So I think actually Vegas would be a really fun place to take a honeymoon.
Sure, yeah.
My personal life, my husband, Matt, does not love Vegas. Okay, and it frustrates me. It frustrates me when he says this because we've been to Vegas, I think, together twice. The first time was for a Lund family reunion, which I thought was a blast, but so I don't know why he's saying he didn't like it. And we, you know, I think we saw a show that my family would always see growing up, which is it's the drag show. What is it called? It's the Vegas drag impersonator show. Well, now they have a RuPaul drag show, but this is not the one that I used to see. I'll have to get back to you on that. But anyway, it's some drag show that's been in Vegas forever, and we grew up seeing it. So we saw that. We had a nice seafood tower one night. We gambled a little bit. He's just like not really a big gambler. We had a really fun dinner out at this Italian steakhouse. So I don't know why he now claims that he does not like Vegas.
Maybe he doesn't like people. You know, he wants people to be on their best behavior, and it's Sin City, baby. And there's no rules.
Yeah, I think it's the crowds, and I get it, you know, the crowds. But for me, I love the people watching. I wonder now, though, since post-pandemic, if I would feel differently, because I have become a little bit of an agoraphobe.
Yeah, I think we're all venturing into the territory of fearing people, places, and things.
Yeah.
And we'll get past that. I think we'll get past it.
Well, Vegas would be the ultimate ripping of the Band-Aid, because that's what you get when you go there. People, places, and things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this honeymoon is not an Amanda Lund and Matt Gourley honeymoon. This is an Amanda Lund and, let's say, Mort Gourley.
Okay. And I'm imagining Mort has kind of longer hair. Does he have like longer hair and maybe glasses?
Yeah. And he works at Patagonia.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. And he has a very soft voice.
He's got a soft voice, but let's just say he's more excited about Vegas than the real Matt Gourley. So Mort Gourley is he likes to party maybe a little bit, and he also likes adventure. Yeah. But he's willing. He says, you know what, honey? He's the type of guy that he doesn't want to be involved in the planning of the honeymoon. He just hands me the reins and says, whatever makes you happy.
And he probably smiles no matter what. Do you know what I mean? Like, it'll just be like, we're going here, and it'll be like, great. I can't wait.
Yeah, exactly. So this is basically Amanda and Mort Gourley's honeymoon.
Great.
So a couple things that I had to start off with that you're going to find on the drive from LA or Long Beach to Vegas. And these are must stops for me. So this is, and a big also influence in my Vegas life is my sister Sarah, who loves to gamble, and she'll go to Vegas. She stays downtown. She gets comped. She'll stay at the D, sometimes the Golden Nugget, which are on the Fremont Street, which is old school Vegas. So on the drive to Vegas, first off, you got to stop at Peggy Sue's 1950s diner.
I've never gone here. Is it great?
It's amazing. It's this kitschy little 50s diner. It's probably maybe like an hour outside of Vegas or so, maybe a little bit further. But you go, you get a milkshake, you get a tuna melt, and then they've got this big gift store that also has ice cream. You buy some weird, like, you know, Area 51 stuff and some sunglasses or something. But it's just, for me, it's iconic. Like growing up, we used to always buy one of like the cool milkshake glasses that say Peggy Sue's on them. And we had a collection of those at home. That's just a Lund thing. Okay.
Sure.
Now, on the second stop, once you cross into Nevada, you're now in Vegas. On your way in, you got to stop for a drink and maybe an app at the Pepper Mill.
Okay. Now this is one of the oldest old school places, right?
It is. It's old school Vegas. It's a total dive. It's a restaurant bar, and you know, of course you can gamble there. You'll know it because it's all neon. The neon Pepper Mill lights are iconic, and it's off the strip, but when you walk in, it's this hot pink and purple and blue uplit Vegas paradise. There's these big, huge fake trees that grow through it, and these sunken seating areas with like blue fire pits. And just so you can see here, let me pull up some of the drinks that you're going to get at the Pepper Mill.
I'm excited for this. So this is great. This is very neon. It's very black lit. They've got tiki drinks here. They've got one tiki drink where it looks like there's a can of beer in it.
Yeah, that's the Coronarita, our signature margarita with an upside down Corona beer. And then this key lime pie martini sounds good with vanilla vodka, Midori melon, and pineapple juice, shaken with whipped cream and rimmed with graham cracker crust.
Whoa. Hey-o.
Okay, so this is sort of like, you know, old school OG Lund Vegas. Just a couple of hot tips for y'all who want to head out there at some point. Now I'm going, it is a honeymoon, so I'm classing it up a bit. And I'm staying at the Venetian.
Wow. Okay. And wow, this is gorgeous. So now you've gotten yourself a one bedroom, a grand one bedroom suite.
I have. So the Venetian is an iconic Vegas hotel. The reason why I chose the Venetian was based on the room, because I was looking at some of the suites. Obviously, I want a suite. If you go in the off season within my budget, you can get a really nice suite. Now,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's the Venetian Grand one bedroom suite. The prices are varying, as we mentioned in the intro. Like in the off season, midweek for a night, you can get this suite for under $200. Peak weekend, you're looking at over $1,000. So I'm saying, wow, you know, somewhere in between that, it's going to round out about $500. And a little bit from their website, this is a truly plush, sprawling suite with everything you need for the perfect stay at a world-class resort. You'll love a semi-formal dining room, jetted tub, a large separate glass shower with two shower heads. There's also a full bar with seating area and a high definition TV and a stocked refreshment center. So this is a very, it's the walls are sort of, I would call them taupe with accents of baby blue, a beautiful view.
It looks
view.
Very European. It looks very European. You might as well be in, dare I say, Venice, Italy. It is, you've stepped out of Vegas and it's a very homey, comfortable, beautiful vibe.
And this is where, after, you know, all the crazy stuff I'm going to get up to in Vegas, this is where I want to lay my head at night.
Sure.
Okay. So, of course, iconically in Vegas, what do? Dinner and a show.
Amanda, I have a feeling we have the exact same vacation.
I think so, too. And I kind of knew it because when I picked the show, I know this is both of our favorite shows.
It's my favorite show of all time, yeah.
I know, me too. So we're going to go see Love, the Beatles Cirque du Soleil show.
We have the same.
We have the same trip, but you're staying at the Bellagio.
It's gonna be sick.
That's gonna be the only difference. No, but it could possibly be the same exact trip, but I think that probably will, because I have to go on this day trip. So
yeah. You're right.
Okay, so anyway, of course I considered Bruno Mars, who is starting
Shut
a
up.
residency.
No, you're kidding.
Yes, and I think he'd be so fun to see.
Of course,
there's Celine, who I've never seen in Vegas.
I saw Celine. And my 21st birthday. Oh, it was incredible. It was incredible. She sang with Frank Sinatra. Are you kidding? Yeah, it was good.
Okay. And then, of course, when I was originally going to plan this trip for my real life husband, Matt, instead of Mort, I was like, oh, what is he going to want to do? Okay. He's going to want to see the Australian Bee Gees, which is a Bee Gees cover band. But I looked them up and they're, you know, it seemed like it could be fun, but they're... They didn't have that sort of Vegas edge. They kind of look like old versions of like the original Bee Gees. And they like on stage. It didn't have like any flair. So I'm like, whatever. I'm eating a pot brownie and I'm going to see Love.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And I'll let you get more into Love on your trip because you can describe what you like so much about it.
But I'm glad we're bringing attention to Love just so you guys are aware. Amanda and I love this show and it's life-changing. That's all I'm going to say right now.
It's set to the... Did we mention it's the Beatles? Whatever. You get it.
You get it. If you don't get it, you'll get it.
Okay, so then I'm heading from the Strip to Fremont Street, which is OG Vegas. I mean, this harkens back to like 1960s Rat Pack, Sinatra's Vegas. It's since changed a bit, so it's become, it definitely dipped there, I think, maybe in like the 80s, the 90s, early 2000s, but it's having a resurgence. So a lot of the old school Vegas stuff is being revamped, people are leaning into the kitsch, and it is the wildest place for people watching.
And they got that zip line.
And you can zip line through, it's like, so Fremont is this one long street with all these casinos. You've got the Golden Nugget, you've got Binion's, and you can zip line across the entirety of Fremont Street, and it's covered inside this dome. So you're basically half outside and half like in a mall.
And you get it, and then once in a while you'll be like, they have like these little bars. Remember the bar we went to at your bachelorette party where you got that tall drink? What are those tall drinks that are
I got like a daiquiri, but it was shaped like a woman's body. But the whole thing was probably like 4 feet tall and you drink out of this big straw.
And you get that and then you look up and there'll just be like a woman in shorts and a fanny pack just flying over you.
It's amazing. And so this is our big night out after we go see Love. We're seeing like the 5:30 show and then we're going to go to dinner. And we went here for my bachelorette party.
It's great.
Binion's, top of Binion's Steakhouse. So Binion's is this old school casino and hotel. And then at the very top of it, they have this iconic old school Vegas steakhouse. And from Forbes, I'm just going to read you a little bit about it because it's got an interesting history. No property in the city offers more Vegas lore and history than Binion's, the fabled horseshoe, which, among other things, invented the World Series of Poker, introduced comps for low rollers, debuted the highest limits in the city to attract huge bets, and created free drinks for slots players. Thank God, that's me. Once deemed a less desirable business, and now the city's cash cow. Binion's even comes with the rumored baggage of classic Vegas family intrigue, featuring murder, scandal, and a legendary silver fortune buried in the desert. It is home to another old-school classic steakhouse predating the moon landing and relocated within Binion's in 1994 on the top floor, reached by private elevator and boasting great views of Fremont Street. The menu is simple with sides like iceberg wedge salad, cream spinach, and a 28-day dry-aged grass-fed corn finished steak. But there is a notable exception that puts the place on the map. The legendary one-of-a-kind signature dish, brace yourself, chicken fried lobster.
Damn, we didn't have that when we went, did we?
No. And to be honest, I don't think I'm ordering that even when I go on my honeymoon.
Yeah, it would be a lot. You'd be sitting with that for a couple hours.
I think so. I honestly would rather have the prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's what it sounds like. It's a chicken fried lobster. This place has red lighting with panoramic views. And now I don't know if they're going to let me in to do this because by now it's probably like 10 o'clock. But if it's open, I'm walking over to the Golden Nugget and I'm going to go down their water slide that goes through a shark tank into the pool.
Mm.
Now,
you've talked about this before. Now, this is a classic. Amanda and Matt, you did stay at the Golden Nugget, I believe. And I maybe hear about the Shark Tank water slide a couple times a year.
Well, this might have something to do with why my real life husband doesn't like Vegas. Is because one time we were waiting in the line to go down the Shark Tank water slide and we got in a big fight. And then we were standing up on the platform where the attendees sort of like ushering you through. We were still fighting and I go, okay, we'll talk about it at the bottom. And I just like dipped into the water slide and like crossed my arms over my chest and went through the shark tank all angry. And then we both got squirted out in the pool and finished the fight.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Okay, so that's sort of like the high and the low of Vegas of it all. And now I take my day trip. And so this is a day trip that I've done because my real life Matt husband and Mort in the story, Mort has experience with this too. Sure. His parents used to live in St. George, Utah, which is just about an hour or so outside of Vegas, maybe like a little bit more. For our day trip, I want to go to Zion National Park, which is gorgeous. It's this beautiful national park in Utah. It's got these high red cliffs, and you should Google it. It's got the most beautiful scenery you've ever seen. It's huge. You know, you can also do a day trip to the Grand Canyon, but I want to go because it's a honeymoon. I want it to be more romantic. Zion is not as populated as the Grand Canyon, and it's truly gorgeous. So there's something in Zion that I've always wanted to do. It's called hiking the Narrows.
Ooh.
There are these large boulders and cliff formations with a lake streaming through them, or I guess maybe it would be a river, I'm not sure. But you can basically do a tour where you wear like one of those waterproof like pants and boots, and you can hike through these narrows. So you're hiking down this water path through these high cliffs of Zion.
It looks great. It looks like it's your waist deep in blue turquoise waters, and you're just wading through. You're just going through. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, and I found this company. So I'm going to do a tour because honestly, like, I don't know how to hike the Narrows on my own. So this tour is about.
I think more working for Patagonia.
Oh, Patagonia. He probably leads the tours.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of more for Mort, right? Because Mort's more of an adventure seeker, so he really wants to see Zion. So Mort leads us through the Narrows. He rents us all the equipment ahead of time. Now, if say you don't have a Mort and you're traveling alone, you could use wildlandtrekking.com. And it's like a 4 to 6 hour tour of these Narrows. I don't think it's that hard, but for two people, it's $300 a person.
And how many hours is it, did you say?
It's like 4 to 6 hours.
Okay.
And so it's going to be a long day because the drive out to Zion is like 2.5 hours. Right. But I think it would be possible. You'd probably really want to stay the night. But I think if you left at 6 a.m., you start the tour. Yeah. Then you could have a nice long dinner, rest, get a cup of coffee and drive back. And the drive's gorgeous.
And they say, you know, Sin City doesn't sleep, baby. So it's not like you're coming back to a dark city. You're coming back to lights.
No. And Mort loves to drive. So I can drift off.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So and I highly recommend, if you can, making it out to see Zion, because I've been there twice. And it's really, really gorgeous. And both times we really just drove through. We stopped once and did like an easy hike. But it's worth a trip. It's really beautiful. Okay, so this is where I really had to look deep with inside myself.
Okay, yeah.
And figure out what did I want to do for my last sort of activity in Vegas. Because my brain was saying buffet.
Sure, but it's COVID.
But it's COVID, and I just was looking at these buffets. And something has flipped in my head. I used to love a buffet. You know, you saw me in Hokkaido. Mm-hmm. Going to town on those crab legs.
No, I did. Well, so did Tomoko's daughter, and she wasn't comfortable for her. No,
I just was looking at these buffets, and the one, if I were gonna do a buffet, would be the one at the Wynn, because it looks insane. It's decorated like Rococo, I guess. I don't know. It looks crazy, but I couldn't bring myself to do a buffet. I just didn't want to. So what I'm doing instead is eating brunch at the hotel at Bouchon.
Beautiful. It looks gorgeous. This is a white tablecloth, like a huge French window. Is that what those are called? Like French veranda windows?
Yeah, sure. It's like you can sit on the patio, the veranda by the pool if you want, but yeah.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Very, very high class. Very high class.
It's like a celebrity chef ever get their name, but they have, look at this bread that it's like a bunch of like a, it's almost like a bread cluster. Yeah, yeah. It's like, and then this French toast looks so good. It looks just like a brioche French toast.
Yeah.
So I'm eating just like a really classy brunch with mimosas or whatever breakfast cocktail they have at Bouchon, getting probably a chocolate croissant, some really good bread.
Beautiful.
And then I'm going to go just on something I've never done, because we never have actually, maybe I've stayed at the Venetian once, but I don't remember. I'm going on a gondola ride. At the Venetian.
That's wonderful. Like an after breakfast gondola ride before you take the drive back. Sounds really nice.
Yeah. And so the gondola goes all the way around the Venetian through, I think, the inside of the hotel. There's this big waterway, and then also outside of the hotel. So you can get a little tour of the area. And it just feels kind of cheesy and romantic, which is what I like.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful trip. And a trip that could be taken at any point. Within 3.5 hours, you're there.
I that's what I think. So I might run this trip. I know Mort would love it, but I'm wondering about Matt. I think he'd still say he wasn't interested.
Well, you know what you do? You get him in, you blindfold him, tell him you got a surprise, you get him in the car, and you just start driving. You know what was a really fun thing Craig and I saw once? We were you know, at Disneyland, when you park and you have to wait in line at security before they take you in the tram over to the park?
Mm-hmm.
We were in that line, and we saw all these like teenagers coming down the escalator, and one of the teenagers was blindfolded.
Oh my God. Did she have headphones on? Because you could definitely, you'd know by the music.
I don't know. I can't remember, but it was like, but I bet if you didn't know, like, you wouldn't be able to maybe place yourself. But it was like right at the point where maybe they were going to take off the blindfold. But it was the cutest thing. It was like, this girl has no idea that her friends are taking her to Disneyland for her birthday, probably.
Because for all she knows, she could be at like the Disney store at the Cerritos Mall.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that is a wonderful trip and very similar, but we'll see where our trips line up when we come back from this break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so in this trip to Las Vegas, I'm going as Maria because I, like you, I do love Vegas and I've been to Vegas and there's going to be some things that I've been and seen and loved and I want to experience them again.
Great.
And as a reminder, I've got an extreme comfort budget. I'm going on a girls trip and I have to meet a stranger with a secret. So on my girls trip, it's just going to be me and a friend and a girlfriend. And it's going to be a made up friend and her name is Danica. Okay, and Danica is my good friend, and back in LA, she's been having a really hard time. You know, she really likes this guy, and she's like, I don't know if he likes me or not. I can't look inside myself and bring myself to put myself out on the line to let him know I like him.
Okay.
And I'm like, look, Danica, I can't force you to do anything. Like, if you don't feel that you can do that, I think that if you were to say that you liked him, he would tell you he liked you. But why don't we get away? Why don't we just get away for the weekend? Let's get in the car and let's go to Vegas. And let's
you blindfold
just,
her.
I blindfold her. I did. Well, what I do is I put a bag over her head.
Oh, yeah.
While she's sleeping. And I hire a couple men to do it so that she gets even more freaked out. And then I have her put her in my trunk. And then, a couple hours later, I say, surprise. No, I say, that would be scary and no one should ever do that. So I say, let's get in the car. Let's go to Vegas. So we do. So I pick her up early in the morning and we get in the car and we go and we're going to be staying at the Bellagio, Amanda, which is right near the Venetian. Now, before we get to our hotel room, though, we're going to have some breakfast at Sedell's. And let me share. And this is within the Bellagio. And I've never eaten here.
Now, have you stayed at the Bellagio?
Yes. So my family and I stayed at the Bellagio. It's a beautiful hotel. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous hotel. Have you ever been in the Bellagio?
Oh, yeah. I definitely would go walk through the Bellagio.
But it's this gorgeous, when you walk in the lobby, there's all these glass blown flowers on the ceiling. And it's an Italian theme, just like Amanda's is a Venetian theme. Bellagio is another Italian themed hotel. And it's absolutely gorgeous. This is Sedell's Cafe. It's the best brunch in Vegas.
Wow.
And Sedell's Cafe is your go-to destination for breakfast, brunch, or lunch. Enjoy amazing views of Bellagio Conservatory and Botanical Gardens as you savor signature dishes like Eggs Benedict, sticky buns, and chopped salads.
Ooh, I love a brunch chopped salad.
And they've got oysters. You know, I talk about oysters a lot. I'm not really an oyster fan. I've only had oysters once. But Amanda, look at this lox tower. The bottom plate is lox. There's tomato and cucumber on the second tier, and I don't know what's on the top tier. And then they've got these Eggs Benedict, like a lobster Eggs Benedict. It looks absolutely amazing.
I would say this is sort of probably comparable to Bouchon.
Yeah.
Probably similar menus. Oh, you know what? I just real quick, this lox tower. So there's lox at the top. In the middle, there seems to be some sort of scrambled egg pile.
I think that's an egg salad, Amanda. It's like an egg salad pile.
Wow. And then some really large tomatoes.
Look at this French toast with there seems to be some sort of like compote
on it. Yeah. And then you know what I really want right now is like some pancakes.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, hold on. Now, Sedell's looks like it's the same restaurant because it's the same food, but there's one in New York, I think, because, you know, they do bring a lot of New York restaurants to Vegas, like
I see
Rao's, and it's in this grand Italian Roman style with columns and white and marble. So we do that, and we're like, gosh, this is great. Let's go go to our hotel room. And what we're going to be, where we're going to be staying is a fountain view one bedroom suite. Let me show you. Hold on. The Penthouse Fountain View Suite. Penthouse Premier Fountain View Suites offer breathtaking views of the fountains of the Bellagio. Now, if you guys remember the movie Ocean's 11, at the end of the movie, Clooney, Pitt, Damon, they're all standing at the fountain at the Bellagio, and they're watching it go up in colorful, colorful, it's dancing in colorful waves. And that's the view we get from our room. And it's the perfect backdrop for the chic, luxurious interiors. Pamper yourself in our open living and dining areas. Separate master bedroom and the couple's baths, one featuring a steam shower, the other soaking whirlpool tub. Customize your stay with mood lighting, individual climate control and reading lights, automatic drapes, and sheer controls. Now, this in October or November is $515 a night.
Let's see pictures.
Well, I'll show you right now. There is a entire YouTube video dedicated solely to this penthouse suite. So it's the couches are white. It's like a geometric patterned rug.
Geometric walls.
Very chic.
Oh, you see the Eiffel Tower from this particular room. Yeah, there you go.
And then when you look down, you got a view of the fountain. So every night you'll be able to watch the fountain show that they put on. It's just really, really beautiful. And for $515 a night, I mean, it's honestly such a steal. And this can get up to like $900 a night, I think.
I know the price variation is really shocking.
Did you look the Mirage? There's also, they don't show them to you on like the normal hotel websites, but like the Mirage has this villa that you can rent.
There were some other suites at the Venetian too that I was like, maybe I can afford in the off season, but they won't let you look at the prices online. And when I clicked the book now button, it started FaceTiming them.
Oh my god, how scary. They don't, it's like someone's like answering the door, because yes, you can't shop here unless we have
like
proof.
Why would like, I even tell you the here. Price?
So we get in our room, the penthouse suite with a fountain view at the Bellagio, and Danica's like, whoa, this is insane. I was like, yeah, because we're here in October, November that we can afford this. And so I'm like, here, why don't we, this is what we're gonna do. Let's put down our bags, let's get our bathing suits on, and let's just spend the day down at the casino and at the pool, because I love a casino slash pool day.
Amazing. It's so fun. And so what my games of choice, I do the Sex and the City slots, the Wheel of Fortune slots, maybe the Hangover slots. Possibly I'll play a little video blackjack. What are you and Danica getting up to?
We love blackjack. I love playing blackjack, and people at the table sometimes get mad at me because I can't play it correctly, but I do love playing blackjack. I love video poker, and I've actually won $1,000 on video poker before.
Congrats.
Yeah, I love just like, yeah, the fun slots. The Wheel of Fortune's always fun. Those big video slot machines, yeah, those are a lot of fun.
You get the bonus, and oh my god, you're like, it's like the best endorphins.
So we're gonna spend some time in the casino, and then we're gonna go to the pool. And the Bellagio pool is one of the more, what I believe to probably be one of the more relaxing pools. You know, if you go to like a Mandalay Bay pool, they have a wave pool. I think they have like a DJ probably, like the Aria. I'm looking at the Cosmopolitan. Those are more like clubby pools, if I'm not mistaken. And we're gonna get a private the private cabanas actually aren't that much money. They're about $500 for the day. That's kind of out of my price budget, I would think. So we're just going to get our own reserved Shea lounges.
Yeah,
that we're going to have. And that's about, I was reading correctly, I think that's about $100 for a day, but it's reserved. And then, you know, you've got your own, you don't have to worry about setting up your towel on your,
yeah, I hope they give you an umbrella.
They'll give me an umbrella. And I think there's someone that comes and takes care of you. You know, they make sure you're okay because you spent the extra cash.
Yeah.
And we're going to do poolside lunch because, Amanda, you know me. I love a poolside lunch. And the pool cafe, they've got breakfast and lunch. Let's look at their menu.
Ooh, they've got
here.
Lemon blueberry ricotta pancakes. I know you already had breakfast for this.
We already had breakfast, so we're gonna look at lunch, and it looks like they've got chicken tenders,
Caesar salad.
They've Caesar salad. They got a cheeseburger. They got a turkey club.
Oh, you got to get the club. You got to do the, you got to split. Let's see what we're going to split. We're going to split. Okay, go back up. I think what we might have to do either, what I would want is to split the Caesar salad and either the fish tacos or maybe a burger or the club.
Interesting. Now, I'm not, now, if I told you we were having steak for dinner, would you then change your order?
No, I would probably not get the burger then.
Right. So I'm just going to say, okay, well, will you get, can we start with the tortilla chips, the bean dip salsa fresca guacamole trio?
Yeah, that's for $18. Yeah, we start with the tortilla chips. All I know is I definitely want the Caesar.
Okay, then you get the Caesar, I'll get the chicken tenders, and we'll split. And we'll just ask for one more plate, and we'll be able to kind of...
Okay, scroll down and let's see, though, because you're not interested in the club?
No, I am, but I just... No. Let's see. House roasted turkey, cheddar, and candied bacon. Yeah. Let's see.
They got a $16 hot dog.
I bet it's thick. They got fries, onion rings, sweet potato fries, asparagus, bacon, sausage, grilled ham, breakfast potato, and fruit.
I'm always good with a sweet potato fry, too, by the pool.
You get the Caesar salad with a... we're having the chip, the tortilla chips. You get the Caesar salad, and I'm going to get the chicken tenders only because... No, I'm not. I'm going to get the turkey club with a side of sweet potato fries.
Yeah, I think that's the best bet.
Okay.
And then I'll just have... I just want one piece of the club. I don't even need half.
Yeah, right. Sure. Okay, so we're doing lunch by the pool. I love a poolside lunch. There's nothing I love more than just poolside on vacation. The you know, the pool waiter coming up and going, hey, with their little, like, you know, thing. They've got their little apron around them, their shorts, and they go, hi, can I get you guys anything to drink? Maybe a cool beverage?
And what are we drink? Maybe you and Danica get a bottle of rosé.
Yeah, something's light because we're going to, you know, we're going to have a late night. So I just go, yeah, let's get something to just take the ease off, but not, maybe not even a bottle. Let's just both get glasses of rosé.
It's Vegas, girl. Get a bottle.
Then we're done with the pool and I say, Danica, we're getting back upstairs. We're both going to shower. We're going to get into our best dresses and we're going to go see what Amanda and Mort are seeing, which is Love the Beatles show. Now, Love is my favorite live show of all time ever. And I saw this when I turned 21. My family and I went to Vegas. That's when we saw Celine and that's when we saw Love. And I'll just read a little bit about it right here. Love is a 2006 theatrical production by Cirque du Soleil, which combines the reproduced and reimagined music of the Beatles with an interpretive circus-based artistic and athletic stage performance. The show plays at a specifically built theater at the Mirage in Las Vegas. And you guys, if you haven't listened to the soundtrack, it's all these Beatles songs remastered, re-edited together. I think George Martin helped on it, who produced all of the Beatles music, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it says here that he was involved.
Yeah, remixes by George Martin. And basically they melded a lot of songs together. The soundtrack is out of control good. The visuals are out of control good. It's one of the most beautiful shows. When did you see it, Amanda?
I saw it probably like 2008, 9.
That's probably, yeah, I think that's when I saw it.
Yeah.
And when you walk in, there's like this whole, basically you walk into the swinging 60s. Like you walk into the Mirage lobby in the casino and then there's like a little Love area and it's the swinging 60s and they have like, it's like Austin Powers and they've got a gift shop.
And the bar. Then when you walk, there's a bar too. Yeah. It's really cool.
They've got a Love bar. And then when you go in, there's all these lovely Rita Metermaid attendants that are taking your tickets and showing you to your seats. And when you sit down, there's speakers by your ears. So when the music plays, it's like you're in a full Beatles concert. Like you can hear every detail. And it's just a magical show. If no one's listening has seen it, it's literally run, don't walk. Run, don't walk.
Now, real quick, I'm glad we're both seeing Love. I do agree. It's one of the best shows in Vegas. And I have to give an honorable mention, even just on your behalf, for if you had time to see another show, I would suggest you and Danica go to Magic Mike XXL, which we did do for my bachelorette party. And it, I think it's probably the second best show in Vegas. It's a male striptease, but it's like so, empowering and feminist, and the dancing's amazing. The guys are so good. Yeah. And we had nosebleed seats, so but you are guaranteed one personal touch. So they had a little runt. They sent That's a runt right. up. He scaled a wall and hopped over the balcony. And he went up to each one of us and grinded on us for a second. Except for Maria. She gave him a look That's and he right. just passed right over her.
He said, I've seen that look before, and that look gets me jail time.
Yeah, so the magic, I think it's called Magic Mike Live, and it's really fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. So we go see Lev, and Danica, we leave the show, and Danica's like, oh my God, that was incredible. I feel like energized. And I go, because Amanda, I don't know. It's really crazy that you said that you went and saw the early show and then got dinner after, because that's exactly how I planned my trip too. And I think normal people would have eaten dinner before and then seen the show, but both of us saw the early show.
Yeah, I like that, because then you don't have to rush through dinner.
Right.
And plus, then you're so full after dinner. It's like, I want to be buzzed on an empty stomach, go see Love, have sort of an out-of-body experience because I've also eaten a pot brownie, and then go have a huge prime rib and deep-fried lobster or whatever.
Right. So funny you should say prime rib, because we are going to eat at another legendary Las Vegas steakhouse. Again, literally the same vacation so far.
I know. Yes, I've looked at this one. I've never been to this one.
So we're going to the... We're going to the Golden Steer Steakhouse. Now, this let me read a little bit about this here. As Vegas's oldest steakhouse, the restaurant has seen numerous big names dine at its table. Sinatra, Muhammad Ali, and Elvis regularly ate at the iconic restaurant. Today, the Golden Steer allows guests to dine in the booths that stars from over the years frequented. It is lost in time with a nostalgic vintage feel that takes you back to old Vegas. Offering the best steaks on earth since 1958, the Golden Steer is Las Vegas' oldest steakhouse and retains the old-fashioned red booths and white tablecloth look that made it such a hit with the Rat Pack stars and Chicago mobsters alike. Sammy Davis Jr. in particular came here often after shows, since the hotels he performed at had segregated bars. For the full Rat Pack experience, reserve Sinatra's plaque commemorated favorite table ahead of time and order Cherry's Jubilee or Bananas Foster for dessert at a fiery tableside show. So this is another just old school steakhouse from 1958, and we go and we get ourselves some steaks and maybe some wedge salads, and it's gorgeous. It's got, you know, red cloth chairs and just what do you call it, wood paneled, carpeted.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Stained glass oil paintings.
Now, while we're here though, Amanda, someone, there is one of the waiters comes up and I go, can we have the check, please? And then he hands me the check and then he slides me a note.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
And he walks away and he kind of like does the flame, the Cherry's Jubilee. He uses that flame to kind of put in front of his face and then he kind of
disappears,
fades away. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He disappears. He kind of goes into the floorboards. And there is a note, and the note says, Dino's Lounge, 11 p.m. Be there.
Okay, I like it.
So I say to Danica, I go, I just got this note. And she's like, that's creepy as hell. We're not going there. Don't even think about going there. And I'm like, okay, we won't go to Dino's Lounge, even though I want to go. So I say, instead, why don't we go to a fun tiki bar? And she says, okay, that sounds fun as hell. So we go to Frankie's Tiki Room. Now, this is off the strip.
I've been here.
Frankie's Tiki Room is a unique combination of South Seas exotica and modern primitivism, with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch, a place where you can escape to fantasy 24/7. The interior of Frankie's was built by Bamboo Ben, the world's foremost tiki bar designer and grandson of Eli Headley, famous for creating the decor at such fabulous destinations as the original Enchanted Tiki Room at Disneyland.
Wow, what a family. Bamboo Ben.
I mean, I know. Anyone that gives their family nicknames, that's a family you want to get behind. So we go to the tiki room and let's see what they got on the menu here. And we get a little tipsy here, okay? Because now we're getting into the tiki drinks.
And these tiki drinks, they will kill you.
They'll get you. Let's see, the Bearded Clam. This tiki twist on the classic mojito includes light rum, mint leaves, and a whisper of passion
Yum.
Fruit.
Yum.
There's the Tiki Bandit, a jackpot of rums, pineapple juice, passion fruit syrup, and blue curacao. This dreamy nectar will keep you rolling sevens. Mm.
It's very kitschy. It is very, very Disneyland. I think the bathrooms are like super themed where you go in and there's like a, when you open the stall, there's like a some sort of like tiki noise or tiki music that plays.
Ooh, that's, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love that. So we do that note. Now Danica's a little sauced and she goes, what was that note you got again, Maria? What was that note? And I go, Dino's. We've got 10 minutes to get to Dino's because it's like 10:50. And she's like, well, let's go. And I go, well, we don't know what this note is. And she goes, let's go. So we get in an Uber and we go to Dino's Lounge. So Dino's is one of Vegas's oldest dive bars. It's smoky. It's not fancy, but it's a whole lot of fun. This place where the bartender, this is a place where bartenders vote on a drunk of the month from amongst the regulars. So this is like a Las Vegas locals type spot that's been around. It was purchased in 1960 by Dean Dino Bartolo. The neighborhood bar and liquor store was originally called Ringside Liquors, named for the boxing murals on the ceiling. But after becoming a popular local hangout, the bar was renamed Dino's Lounge after its owner. Clientele and staff became a sort of extended family, starting traditions like the weekly 99 card game on Friday nights. And they also have this legendary karaoke, and it's one of the karaoke nights. So we go in and we sit down. And while we're sitting down, we look around and we go, who would have given us this note? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this very old, like extremely old man who's dressed as an Elvis impersonator comes up to us.
Wow.
And he goes, hey, pretty mama. And he sits down with us and he goes, I see you got my note. And we're, well, will you play me and Danica, man, and I'll play the, yeah. I'll play the man.
Of course, of course.
Okay.
Oh, you sent us the note.
That's right, pretty mama. I sure did. I've got my eyes around this city. You know, I've been in this city a long time. And I saw something in your eyes. And he's talking to Danica.
Okay.
Right now. He goes, I saw something in your eyes. Looks like you've got something going on that you need a little bit of help with.
I don't know what you could possibly be talking about.
This is me playing me. Danica, come on. He can see in your eyes what's going on. It's obviously about what's going on back in LA.
Did you set this up?
I did not. No, pretty mama. She sure did not. This is all me. I've been in this world a long time, and I can see when a pretty lady is going through something pretty horrible. And let me just tell you. I want you to know this. That even though you're going through rough times, even though you think that you can't do what you need to do.
Where is this going?
I just hold
on. Are you reading this?
There's bullet points. Okay.
Okay. And my rough time is that I just scared to call that guy.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're very depressed about it because you feel you're not living up to your, you feel like you can't take the leap.
I see. Okay.
You can't take.
I've been hurt before or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so what does Elvis say?
Just hold on.
You can't remember?
So he goes, remember, baby, you gotta take life by the reins because it'll slide right by you before you even know it. Listen to me. It's now or never. It's now or never, baby. Just remember that. And then they go, Elvis to the stage. And then all of a sudden, he gets up on stage and he starts. Oops, hold on. There's a commercial.
There's a Captain America commercial.
He gets up on stage and he looks right at Danica and he goes, this one's for you, baby girl.
It's now or never.
And as he's singing, Danica and I look at each other and we realize this is no Elvis impersonator. This is the real Elvis.
Oh my
he didn't die.
God.
He's alive.
He's at
and
Dino's.
And what he does is he's at Dino's and he walks around Vegas looking for people who need a little bit of help. And then he invites them to Dino's and he lifts them up on karaoke nights by singing his songs to them.
Wow, beautiful. So now I'm like, do I go outside and make the phone call or...
I think that's exactly what Danica does. I think she goes, while she's watching Elvis sing, She goes, she gets up from the table and she goes, I got to make a call.
Should we
and
do
now
the call
let's
real
do the
quick?
Phone call.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have the music on in the background.
Okay. Ring, ring, ring,
hello?
Ring.
Hello?
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 Hello? Jack?
What time is...
What time Jack, is it? It's Danica. Jack.
Dan...
It's Danica.
It's Danica. Oh, hi. How are you? Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was just... I fell asleep.
I am...
Sorry, what...
Can I tell you something that Elvis told me to tell you?
Who told you
Elvis,
to tell me? Sorry, Danica.
I'm in Vegas, and Elvis, there's the real Elvis this year, and he told me to tell you I only have one life to live, and baby, you're it.
I will marry you, Danica.
Okay, wow.
And that is my trip to Las Vegas, baby.
What a finale. Well, I really love that we both got off the strip a little bit.
We both got off the strip. But yeah, there's so much to do in Vegas. It's a wonderful place to go. It's not, you know, I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's cheesy. Vegas is fun, dude. It's fun. It's carefree. And it's all about having a good time.
I agree. I think we're all due. Maybe in 2022, we'll hit up Vegas.
Yeah. October/November 2022.
See you there.
Our time to shine. All right, everyone. Now for next week's Playcation, we will be traveling to... Dun, 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 dun,
the Galapagos Islands off the coast of Ecuador.
I can't wait. I know nothing really about... I mean, I know people go and I know people love it, but I know nothing.
I know nothing either. So should we spin the wheel of adventure to get our budgets?
Okay, Amanda, I'm spinning for you.
Clooney status. Oh, my God. I don't know if that's going to be a fit for the Galapagos, but I'm sure willing to make it work.
Let's say, though, you know, that you don't have to spend over $2,000 a night. Let's just say you have to do the best you can in using as much money as possible.
And I think maybe there's a world where if you're booking some of these tours private, because the Galapagos is pretty like remote, like I can probably, like, I might be coming home with a pet penguin.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Here, I'm going to spin for myself.
Economy.
Okay. So economy is up to $250 a night. So that may be, look, that may be doable.
I think it will be. Now for the Galapagos, I feel like we should maybe do travel personality.
All right, Amanda, I'm spinning for you. So we've got, again, history buff, food, history buff/science nerd, foodie, party boy, travel influencer, romantic, thrill seeker, eco hound.
Okay. Come on, eco hound. Okay, I'm definitely like going to have to, I don't know if it's okay to come home with a penguin, but maybe a seal.
I'm spinning.
Come on, party boy. Travel influencer. You know what that means, Maria? You're looking for like the best photo ops. So you're going to go to like some beautiful scenic places to grab the best picture for the gram.
You're right. Okay, travel surprise. What we have on the wheel is that you have social anxiety. You get a gift card, baby. Meet a stranger with a secret. You have to see live entertainment. You take a day trip.
Let's spin that wheel.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, meet a stranger with a secret.
Meet a stranger with a secret. You'll probably be meeting a penguin. Okay, I'll spin for me.
Come on, gift card.
Gift card, baby!
Perfect.
All right, so I am going to be traveling economy as a travel influencer, and I've got a gift card. Amanda, what will you be doing?
I'm traveling Clooney style as a eco hound, and I meet a stranger with a secret.
And remember to email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com if you've got any thoughts, if you've got any places you'd like us to visit. Please vote for which placation you would rather take by going to the Big Ones Pod on Twitter. And it's a lot of fun on Twitter. So get on there, you guys.
And if you haven't already, leave us a rating and reviewing.
That's right. And you can also call us and talk to us through voicemail at 626-604-6262. And thanks for listening to
Playtation.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.